This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay, this has been a little bit in the making, but a lot of people, every time I put a video up, they have questions. And I'm not the one to answer the questions. I'm in politics, I'm a commentator, and when it comes to guns, I got to go to the source. And today, we're going to the source when it comes to CZUSA. So joining me to answer some questions that you guys asked from CZUSA is Social Media Director Zach Hine. Zach, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
Now, I sent Zach a quick screen grab of some of the questions that were asked. And can we take some of these and combine them, Zach?
Because sure.
One big question is availability. What's going on with availability?
All right. So since I've been at CZ, I've been at CZ for 7 years. And we've always kind of had that issue of availability. So every few years we're able to expand production, and it seems like every time we get about double the production, we get about three times the demand. So it's while we've been gaining steam, we've been doing really well as far as being able to produce more at the quality level that we require. Demand has continued to increase at a rate faster than we can make guns. Which is some people say that's a good problem to have, but honestly, it leads to folks getting frustrated a bit, and we totally get that. But, as far as like some of our most popular stuff is pistols. Some of them come out of the Czech Republic, out of the CZUB factory there.
Right.
Others are made in our Kansas City facility, and we're basically cranking them out. And we're not going to be able to make them any faster than we are without sacrificing on quality. That's not something we're going to do. So it does lead to things being a little hard to get sometimes.
And that's really the key to it, right? I mean, the reason everybody wants the guns is because of how good they are. But at the same time, if you try to rush them out into the market, they're not going to be as good, which would be – that would actually be something that would be very hard to recover from, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's something we would never do. It's just not in the plan. We're gonna increase production as we can. But not at a rate that's going to, hamper our quality and the product that we're putting out. So,
from the standpoint of the P10 platform, which is the big one that everybody seems to be wanting, is the P10S.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, yep. It's. Were you surprised at the idea that, or I mean. For me, when I look at the gun, I'm just thinking, I don't know why you guys were the ones that had to come out with this, because everybody else was copying somebody, I guess, and you were like, well, everybody's copying it, but then they modify it to get to this point, so let's just build the gun this way.
Yeah, so the whole premise of the P10 is that, we're not the first of the striker-fired polymer gun game. So, in general, there are a lot of guns that have been on the market for a long time, and everybody always kind of has to customize them to get them to the point they're going to like them. Whether it's a trigger or sights or they're doing a grip reduction and whatever. The whole premise behind the P10 was to learn from everybody else and make it at CZ quality with all the features that should come with from the factory. And, with the first P10 launch, it was under $500 and accomplished all those things. So.
So I'm going to go. I'm trying to pull this up on YouTube. And, of course, YouTube is not playing with me very well right now. So we'll go back.
It doesn't tend to play with, well with gun folks in general, does it?
I know it does not. It's really getting on my nerves, to be honest with you. I'm just trying to pull up. Now, one guy had a question. Now, here's the thing. At some point, I'm going to have a chat with Zach offline, because he's got a copy of all of these questions, and I'm going to ask him which one he thinks the best question is. But let me get to this one from a guy named Greg Benson. He said, I have a PCR, mm-hmm. an SP-01, a P-07, and a Rammy, all 9mm. I love my mm-hmm. CZs except the Rammy. It's a 2019 model. There's a design defect with this firearm. Failure to feed should have been resolved by now. I've reviewed CZ forms back to 2013. And the problem was being discussed then. What is CZ doing about this issue? Do they acknowledge this firearm does not meet the typical expectations CZ owners have come to expect?
So the Rammy itself is kind of a unique one. So the shorter you get in a barrel, when you have a Browning tilt barrel gun, the shorter the barrel is, the more extreme that feed ramp angle becomes, and the more important both that feed ramp and the feed lips of the magazine are to the function of that firearm. And so, of all the pistols in that 75 line, that's going to be the one that we're going to have an outlier here and there that's going to need some extra tuning. A lot of times it comes down to the feed lips on the magazine itself need tuned. Every once in a while that the feed ramp itself needs it as well. But it's just because of the extreme angles that is put when you have to unlock a barrel that short. So, it's one of those things we take very seriously, and we watch the numbers as far as the warranty issue, the number of warranty issues. That's going to be one that's going to have more feeding issues than most, but the numbers are still very, very tiny. And so one thing I would suggest to them is we have a really good warranty. We have some great technical support gunsmiths. They get it in on our dime. We fix it. We get it back to you. We're going to make sure it's functioning exactly the way it needs to before we even send it back. So get in touch with our technical support gunsmiths. They're there 5 days a week, and it's pretty easy to get someone back to us.
Right below that one, I have two of the pistols right now that are optics ready, and I think that is mm-hmm. splendid. You don't have to go get that cut done. That's having an optics ready gun is actually it saves so much time. But mm-hmm. Drummer Boy 80, who didn't give me an email address, he says the OEM RMR plate, why are they not readily available when you're marketing an optic-ready gun?
Yeah, so that's been kind of a point of contention. Right now, I think those are available. We got them up on our web store, but when we started sourcing them from our factory, supply was a little slow, and it was a little expensive. We didn't want to charge folks quite as much as what they are, and so I know that CZ Custom stepped into the gap, and they started making optics plates for all the different optics that folks might want to put on. They were right out of the gate pretty quick with it. We have U.S. made ones that are in the process, and they're taking a little longer than we had hoped. We hope that those will be a little bit less expensive. In the meantime, we've had the optic plates from CZUB, the parent factory. We've had them on order, and I believe they're in stock right now. If you go over to shop.cz-usa.com, they should be there. They should be in stock. I think we've got five different optic plates. But, yeah, so they have been a little slow to come out. They are hitting the market. So
we're coming up on the first break in the next 45 seconds. This is something that Zach and I talked about prior to me actually doing it, and this, you can find these questions at the CZ P10S versus the Glock 26 video on YouTube that I put up that got demonetized yesterday. That I got remonetized, but that's okay because I got, you know, CZ has a couple of terms that YouTube doesn't like, but they like most of them. But anyway, CZ-USA, this is where you can find most of these guns and all the other stuff, although your local dealer will be the one that has them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're doing a little question and answer series with Zach Hine of CZ USA. Lots of people got lots of questions about CZ. Primarily because they're awesome, and they're so awesome that I guess on the production line there's a lot of sparks flying, right? Did you guys try to hammer these things out?
I'll try not to get any sparks flying. But
now, some people were asking, as far as the P10S, if there's going to be a P10SC, because they do not believe the P10S is actually a subcompact. It's too long. It's too... And I've also been asked, are you guys going to do your own single stack in the striker fired category?
All right. So there are kind of two things there.
Yes, sir.
The P10SC is actually something that our factory has teased, and I think it's available abroad. It's not something that we've announced yet for the U.S., but it's actually a what they're calling a semi-compact. So it kind of combines what's good about a compact and what's good about a full size. So it gives you the full length slide barrel and sight radius of a full size with the compact grip of a compact. And
right.
that way it's a little easier to conceal, but you can still be really accurate with it. It's easy to shoot. On the single stack side of things, at the moment all we have is double stack. So we don't have any single stack stuff. There's an ATF import point system. You basically have to hit 75 points. It takes in consideration the dimensions, the features, all sorts of things, and everything has to check a box, and the points have to add up to 75 for you to bring it into the U.S. And you start getting much smaller than the P10S, it's near impossible. You just can't meet points. In fact, the P10S, I think, is right under review right now. Right now we're making all the P10Ss here. And I think it's pretty darn close to making points, but we're still waiting to hear back from the ATF on that. So the point system itself is one of the reasons. So as our capabilities here in the U.S. kind of ramp up, the possibility for that gets greater, but there's nothing in it at the moment to announce. So it's not able to be done at the moment.
The P10S... Most everybody is, and I was asked how this compares in length to P10C, which I don't have one here right now. So I could not, I thought the P10S shot like a big boy gun, but at the same time, I did a comparison with it with a Glock 26. It's the same width. If you take the Glock 26 to a 12 round capacity, which I like, it's shorter.
Yep.
And in its standard configuration, all of my fingers are on the grip of the gun. As far as length, I don't even know how you would know the dimensions of this, to be honest with you. It's not like scratch that one. We'll have to do that another time. After you study that one, we'll get that one next time.
Well, a lot of times, I mean, we're just a hair longer sometimes. And a lot of times it comes down to the back of our slide sticking off a little bit more. So when you go direct comparison, it's sometimes like an eighth of an inch, a quarter inch. It just depends on the gun. But, a lot of times we're just a hair bigger. As far as sizes between them, an S model is going to be half an inch shorter barrel than a C, and a C is going to be a half an inch shorter than an F. So they kind of go in the half inch increment as far as the length of barrel jump. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, one question that I have seen asked more than once is magazine design. Now, you've got two polymer lines. You've got the hammer-fired P07, P09, and now you've got the striker-fired guns. And everybody wants to know, which I already know the answer to this, but everybody wants to know, have you redesigned the magazines to where they will go, they'll work between the two of them?
Yeah, So the P10s in general are all built on that same magazine body as the P07, P09. They're basically backwards compatible. So if you were to pick up a P10F mag, it's going to go right into a P09. And any new production P09 is going to have that exact same magazine. So if you have a PO9 mag from, you know, 5 years ago, it doesn't have the magazine catch cutouts for a P10F, but anything on your P10F is going to work, you know, backwards compatible with all the old guns. So you can put a brand new P10C mag into a PO7 from, you know, 2011. So yeah, it's all the same platform.
Another question asked is they're looking for something that is small, but they prefer hammer-fired. And the question is, does CZ have a hammer-fired single stack that's good for concealed carry, or do they have any future products coming out that will fit this category?
Again, we get back to those point count.
Okay.
So nothing that we can bring in. They've got a, I don't even know if the 92 is, I think it's a striker fire gun. But anything that's tiny, is just really hard to bring in. So the smallest hammer fired thing we're going to have is going to be a Ramy. We also, on the U.S. side of things, we have Dan Wesson Firearms. They make very nice 1911s. They have the ECO, which is an officer size, 1911, which would also be hammer fired, and it's a little thinner, and that will be a single stack. So that's a definitely one to look at.
Is that as good a gun as the TCP? Because I've shot that, and that is a flabbergasting little pistol.
Yeah, no, they are wonderful. Yeah. I personally picked the one right between those two. So the TCP and the ECO, right in the middle is the ECP, which is a 4-inch bull barrel. It's got a Bob mainspring housing and no rail, and that would be one heck of a concealed carry gun. We do it in 45 and 9, but I'm a 10 millimeter fan. So when I can convince them to build me a custom 10 mil, that's what I'm going to be carrying.
Listen, do we need to talk about that one offline? Because we got about a minute left. I have this fantasy of you guys, of CZ doing a 10 millimeter. Not like the Bren 10 was a CZ clone. The Tangfolio, that's a CZ clone.
Yep.
Those are, you know,
well,
as far
I have
as
the
good
exact
shooting.
Same dream.
Yeah.
I've had my fingers and toes crossed for what? I've been working there 7 years, so about 7.5 years. we even built a prototype, and it's one of those things that while I wish we could do it, I just haven't quite caught on yet. So I wish.
You need to get with Jason and just, you know, do I need to, like, record something that you can play next to his bed subliminally? 10 millimeter. Coming up on the break, we'll be right back. Question and answer with Zach Heim from CZ USA. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising to make sure California earthquake victims get needed support. The California Republican says he's working with state and local officials to assess the damage.
We're fortunate. We have some fires going, some gas fires. I know we're checking the hospital in Ridgecrest, so we've evacuated within there. But right now, you could feel this earthquake 2 hours away into Los Angeles.
McCarthy was speaking there on CNN. In a rainy Washington, D.C., President Trump is taking part in the July 4th Salute to America celebration.
Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Talking to Zach Heim, he is the social media director of CZ USA. Am I right about that, Zach? I always get your title wrong.
Yeah, I'm marketing communications manager. One of the small thing, small side of the stuff I do is the social media stuff. But yeah, it's all the same.
Have you already told? You've told me that more than once, or has something changed? Did you get bumped up?
I wouldn't say that. I've told you that a couple times. It's all right.
Gosh, I need to write that down. I'm going to put it in my contact list. Okay. Anyway,
I'm not too bad.
Let me ask you a question. Now, I hear all about the Trump slump. I hear about the depression within the market. I know that here in South Carolina, we had a very large gun, or we have a very large gun distributor, Ellett Brothers, that they're going to sink under the waves here very shortly. I think they're going to close their big Chapin factory. They got a quarter million square foot facility that they're going to shut down.
Yeah.
They've already passed out all the pink slips and everything else. So they may very well exist, but it's going to be a much smaller operation. Any of these things that, as far as the way a gun shop orders or something like that, You guys really have nothing to do at all with what the gun shops carry, what they have on stock or anything else, unless the distributors have sold every gun they've got and they come to you and say, we need more, and you're just trying to catch up with them. How much of all this stuff actually plays into what CZ is trying to do?
Well, so the way we distribute, we have two different ways that we get guns out to dealers. So we'll have CZ USA authorized dealers. Those are kind of a select group around the country that order directly with us. They put in an order every year, and then they order throughout the year to supplement. And that's been one of the things. It's kind of a select group. It's not everybody. It's one of those things where in the amount of time I've been there, we have not taken on like a noticeable number of authorized dealers. We've actually kind of trimmed that list down a little bit because we can't supply the ones we want as many as they need, as many as they want. The other way is to send it out to distribution houses like Ellett or RSR or Bill Hicks, these big distributors that actually supply the vast majority of the small dealers that everybody deals with. So if you have a local gun shop in your town, when you order a gun from them, they're not calling CZ. They might, but we're not able to sell to them. Their pricing is going to be best when they call Ellett, RSR, Bill Hicks, one of these big distributors. They have a relationship with a handful of those distributors, and they're going to call them to see about availability. And so that's one of the things that people they struggle with, because they might have five dealers that are within an easy drive of them, and none of them are going to have CZ. Well, it's a combination of the demand, but also the fact that that dealer has to have a really good relationship with their distributor in order to get one, because if 500 dealers are hitting that distributor asking for the same product, they basically have to kind of pick and choose who the best relationships are the people who get the guns. And so it's kind of a rough thing to try to communicate to folks, because it's not so simple, but it's just kind of the reality of how guns are distributed. So it's just kind of different.
Yeah. I kind of figured that. One question I want to ask you, simply because I went looking for one the other day. I kept having these questions about the P10C, right?
Uh-huh.
Right now I have the P10S and the P10F, and I don't have the P10C. So I went out, and I was going to go get a P10C. And I went to one place that had five of them, right?
Yep.
And they all had the older mag release, which, I've asked you about it. I've asked Jason about it. I understand how it works. I get it all. But that new magazine release you've got on the P10S, P10F, is just phenomenal. Because it's the same one on the P07 and the P09, which is phenomenal. So are the P10Cs that have the new mag releases, are they going to be making their way into the chain? Or?
Oh, yeah, they're there. It's probably just as things come out, a dealer that – when they looked at their inventory at a distributor, they looked at, they have the one from last year that has the Ambi release, and right. The one that from this year that has the swappable release, and the distributor is probably putting a pretty decent price on that one from last year. And so they're not going to spend all this money on the new one when they can get a sale price on the old one. So, the reason that's probably sitting in stock at a dealer is because they were able to get that at a heck of a price. So yeah, it's, we don't have any problem supplying a lot of the P10Cs and P10Fs, the new ones with the swappable mag release that are coming from our factory. We're actually getting decent numbers of that. Probably the most difficult things to find are going to be the optic readies, just because they've made such a big splash. There's a huge amount of demand for them, and they're all being made here in Kansas City. So there's not a flow of them from the factory. So that kind of leads to that. They also made quite a bit bigger splash than I think we expected. And so the demand is about four times more than what we planned for. So,
well, I mean, the P10F is, out of the box, the best duty size striker fire pistol out there. And, I mean, I know who you're competing with, okay? So I don't really want to put Glock in there, because Glock's in a sort of a class all their own. But I find it better. I haven't shot the PPQ yet, but everybody talks about the PPQ trigger.
true.
But I had people comment on the PPQ trigger, said, well, it's not that good. I mean, this trigger is probably pretty good, too. I think this trigger is as good, if better, than any of them. But the 19-round capacity and the shooting manners of that gun, that is just a phenomenal pistol.
Yep, yep. And how high you're able to get up in the pistol. The ergonomics of it, I mean, it triggers a really, really important part of it. But there are a lot of other things going on there, too. The height you're able to get your hand up in the gun and how close you're able to get to the bore, also the slide weight and just the, yeah, like you said, the shooting manners of the gun. It's very shootable. So, it's a whole package. Now, you can't just pick out one thing when it's got so much going for it.
Well, I had a holster special made for it. So I've got me a holster now, and I got for the geometry and everything for the gun. And for all of you listening, this is the one. The P10F is the one I'm going to. I'm just going to buy it from them. Everything else is going back to them because I got other reviews I need to shoot. But I need to get a P10C though. I need to get a P10C just because that is a phenomenal gun. And they one of the questions. And we only have a minute left, but you can think about this as we go. As we go into the next segment, one of the questions that I'm being asked is, how does the P10C compare to the Glock 19, of course? And I'll let you mull that one over. We'll open with the next segment with that. CZ-USA.com, this is where you can find their catalog. If you live near a CZ dealer, you can find their guns there. They have a couple of guns right now that are just phenomenally popular, and they're working very hard to catch up to that demand. They will catch up to that demand, and sooner or later, you will have
maybe
one of your very...
maybe. As the word gets out there,
yeah.
Seeing more people screaming in.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back. My guest is Zach Heim, and this is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boysgunstocks.com. Talking with Zach Hine of CZ USA. And for those of you that are listening, if you want to have this whole interview in its entirety is going to go up on YouTube. And since it's radio, I'll have to think of something masterfully witty to play for the video portion of it, I guess.
They'll be thankful that my mug isn't on there. I'll say that.
Listen. The last time we filmed, Zach said something to me about, can you make me look this way or can you make me look that way? And I was like, listen, dude, you're standing next to me. Don't you think you look better than I do? You're younger? I mean, probably better health. Anyway, back to the questions on CZ. Somebody was asking, why did you change the sights to a blacked out sight instead of the night sight? I'm going to presume that that's an option, but I mean, the guns that I have that I reviewed have the blacked out sight, which is actually sort of my preference, but on the rear sight.
Yeah. So the gun he's actually talking about would be the US made P10.
Okay.
And so the difference is on the Czech made P10s, you have just a standard gun has glow sights. They've got a glow paint in them. They're a 3-dot glow sight. The kind of the any of the upgraded models, so any of the suppressor readies or the OD greens, any of those are going to have a set of tritium sights. And then the U.S. made guns were a little different because we sourced the sights here as opposed to them coming from our factory in Europe. And so when we were making the decisions on what to put on them, there was a kind of a decision of we're trying to keep the pricing as close and in line with the rest of the things as we can. And if we don't put the two tritium lamps in the back sight, that actually cuts a chunk. So we're able to give folks the tritium front lamp that they need because, you know, being users, that's a definite need in my mind. But to have a serrated black rear, and kind of the thought is there that you're able to actually know where the muzzle is, you're knowing where the gun is pointed. And I think the question itself was about, you know, you're not able to see them as well in dark conditions.
Right.
If you're in dark conditions and you can't see your sights, you probably can't see your target either.
Right. So
it's kind of it helps you know where the front end of the pistol is. But in that dark, in a dark situation, you're probably not, you don't have a clear sight picture. You don't have a clear picture of your target either. So it's one of those things where you better be in a, you know, fight for your life if you're going to be pulling the trigger because you don't know what you're shooting at. So it's kind of one of the reasons it's really nice to have an optics light, to have a light mounted to that pistol, so you can at least illuminate what's in front of you. So,
which all three models have a light rail on them. They all have an accessory rail on the bottom. Yeah. So.
Yep. All three sizes.
And they all work well. I've got some Streamlights, the TLR ones with the strobe, and they just pop right on there.
Good issue
at all. Now. One question I saw, and I would do it, but at the same time, putting it on YouTube is sort of risky as far as getting it taken down. Somebody wants a video to show how to switch the mag release for left-handed shooters.
Yep.
Is that available at the CZ website, or is there a place you know of to go to that is it YouTube?
On our YouTube channel to see if we still had something there. So it's going to be the exact same as a PO7 or a PO9. And there should be gobs of videos out there of how to do those. So it should be the same. And I think we're about to ramp up what we do as far as video production. And it kind of took a lull there for a little bit. But that's definitely something we've got on our list of videos to do. It's not difficult. But it's going to be very similar to what you do on a PO7 or PO9, which is not tough.
This is not a question that is in this, but if your guys are going to start ramping up your video production, are you concerned that you will get treated like, say, Spikes Tactical did, where YouTube came and just took their whole channel away?
You know, it's kind of just, we're going to do what we can, and if they choose to do that, we'll find other avenues to put content out, that's fine. It's such a weird world for anybody in the firearms industry, whether you're just a YouTuber or a company like us. I mean, on a whim, you get the wrong person reviewing something, things can just disappear. So it's just a strange, strange place to be.
Well, I mean, YouTube is awfully vague about their stuff, though. They're just awfully vague. All of my Scorpion videos, which, you know, the difference between the Scorpion videos and the handgun videos is Scorpions are bigger. Plus, they're handguns, aren't they? Technically, they're handguns. So
most of them are pistols, yeah.
Yeah, so, for some reason, that configuration, just having the title there. And I'm thinking real serious just to see if this would work. I'm just going to start, and I told Zach this, I'm going to title all of my videos going forward, except this one, which will be Q&A with CZ USA. I'm going to title all of my videos from here going forward, Cats. And we'll see if they leave me alone then. Optics plates. How many different types of optics plates will they be offering on the Optics Ready CZs?
When we first announced the guns, we only had two of them fully designed, RMR and Delta Points. But nowadays, there are just a gob of them. So when I go to we've got them on our web store. We've got five different varieties. So RMR, Delta Point, Doctor, just all sorts. We've got Vortex, Venom, and Viper, just quite a few. There are also optic plates available from CZ Custom, and then I think QVO Tactical came out with some here maybe this week. So there are definitely options out there depending on what optic you're trying to put on it, whether you're able to land one of these CZUV ones before I'm sure they're going to sell out because there aren't a, a gob of them. There's a good number, but not a huge number.
That's one thing I want to...
Easy Custom and QVO have them, too. So
I want to point that out, but this is the last question before we run out of time. Then I want to point out something based on what you just said. Does the HB Plus 2 extension work on 10S mags?
Yes. So that's actually a factory extension. I was actually looking that up. That's just one of our factory polymer two-round extensions. So, yeah, it should work just fine on an S-mag.
The point you were bringing up, CZ has been around for so long that the CZ-75 is a very cloned pistol. The CZ Scorpion platform, everybody's beginning to make accessories for them. You got binary triggers for them. Magpul started making furniture for them, magazines for them. You guys are really, for the amount of time you've been in the United States, you have really ascended fast and rapidly to the point to where it's almost like the CZ-75 is like the 1911 platform where everybody has a version of it.
Yeah. It's outside of the 1911, the 75 is actually the most copied pistol. So if you the 1911, obviously, everybody makes 1911. But of any other firearm, as far as pistols, the 75 is the most copied. It's something like 17 different nations have had companies making them, and just all sorts of copies from very close to not close at all. So there's a lot of them that do not take the parts do not interchange with, and there are actually some pretty major companies that have made their entire business on doing a copy of what we've done for. Since 1975.
Well, my son asked me to buy him this TriStar 100, which is sort of a clone of the Jericho, which is a clone of the CZ-75. And when I saw it, I thought, okay, this can't be any good. But he's had this thing for years now, and I fired it. And the gun, the design is just such a proven design. It just runs like a clock.
You know, when you've got something good, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Well, it's flattering, but we'd rather we were the ones making them. It actually kind of all goes back in the Czech Republic when these things were designed. There was a confidential patent made on them, but because it was behind the Iron Curtain, these guns started coming out, and people saw how nice they were, and there was no patent to be seen, and so they just started making them. So yeah. We're kind of, up a river on that one.
Well, thank you for joining me this evening. This is
going to definitely. Thank you for having me.
We'll be doing this again, too. We'll be doing this again with Zach. There'll be another time. Yeah. CZ-USA.com. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.